This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for August 16th. I'm Paul Plack. The former Indiana money manager who bailed out of a plane to fake his own death has agreed to plead guilty to fraud charges in his home state. Marcus Schrenker could face 14 years in prison. With the R-66 turbine headed safely toward certification, Frank Robinson, founder of Robinson Helicopter Company, has resigned as president and chairman of the board. The JetBlue flight attendant who went nuts and quit last week was in a foul mood for the entire flight, according to passengers who spoke with the Wall Street Journal. The daughter of the pilot killed in last Monday's crash of an Otter turboprop in Alaska also lost her husband in an aviation accident in July. The U.S. Navy's P-8A Poseidon program has received approval to begin low-rate production. It will eventually replace the P-3C that has served the Navy since the 1960s, as the primary aircraft for anti-submarine and anti-surface warfare. ICAS will again offer its Airshow Academy program this week in conjunction with the Oregon International Air Show in Hillsboro, west of Portland. The fourth annual scholarship program from the nonprofit group Girls with Wings is inviting applications through August 31st. The first of two awards will be made in October. British pilot Ali Dunnington has organized Women's Balloon Fiesta, described as a one-of-a-kind women pilots ballooning event in the UK. And Steve Sullivan of Newton, Massachusetts, is taking his 13-year-old daughter, Delaney, on a 25-day tour around the U.S. in a Cirrus SR-22. The two are blogging about the trip on the IMC Club's website. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves about trim stalls and the special considerations involved in landing on grass strips. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.